Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a busy day to talk about. I just saw this. A scuba diver found a 900-year-old crusader sword off the coast of Israel. That's got to be pretty cool. I'm really into antiques. So obviously we're going to talk about that once I learn about that. Celine Dion has had to postpone her residency in Las Vegas. Her show was supposed to start in a couple weeks at Resort World. Apparently she suffers from severe muscle spasms. We're going to talk about that. Russ going to talk about 100,000 migrants are on their way coming to the U.S. Some of them have already had terrorist ties, and I think pulled out of the bunch. I'm not sure. Many of them are probably still coming up here. So we'll talk about what we need to brace for with that. There's also a new Delta Plus strain that apparently is causing a spike in cases in the UK. We're going to talk about this new strain and why public officials are a little worried about it, because we're hoping that we're getting out of the woods. We're hoping that this, our Delta wave goes down and we can move on with our life and the holidays and maybe deal with occasional flu and sniffle, but not sure if it's going to be that way. As you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Dennis Prager, I've met, really nice guy. He's a icon in conservative radio and a public speaker in movies, and you know, he's been, I guess, very well known for decades. So he has a show, and on his YouTube TV station, he had reported that he is COVID positive, and he's not in the studio, so he was broadcasting from home. So when you see somebody COVID positive and they're broadcasting from home, and I know you guys think our jobs aren't that hard when we're in broadcasting, it's hard to do if you're sick. If you have a cold, if you have any sort of an illness, if you have COVID, for crying out loud, it's difficult. So for Dennis Prager to be able to be COVID positive and still be able to broadcast from his home, looks like he's doing pretty well. But what's very interesting about Dennis Prager's case, which is why all eyes are on it, is Dennis Prager was unvaccinated. And he had said that he had hugged hundreds of people because he wanted to get COVID. He wanted to build up natural immunity. Now, I believe he's 73 years old. And throughout this whole time since the pandemic began, he says he's been on hydroxychloroquine. He's been on it for a year and a half. Now, I don't know if he has other medical issues that might warrant his being on hydroxychloroquine, you know, like if he has an autoimmune disease. But he says he's been on hydroxychloroquine for a year and a half. He's taken zinc. When he came down positive with COVID, they gave him the monoclonal antibody cocktail Regeneron, which is what President Trump got. He also is on azithromycin, the Zithromax, and he's taking ivermectin. So this is like the triple whammy against, you know, what's been going on in the media saying, look, just get vaccinated and listen to us. And he here is going to be the poster child of an unvaccinated person taking the medications that the media has been criticizing this whole time. And me as a doctor, I'm torn because, you know, we have to go with the recent studies. And some studies are looking very promising with ivermectin, but other studies are inconclusive. So what do doctors do? Well, they err on the side of caution. They be more conservative, not conservative in terms of politics, some are, but conservative in terms of treatment. On the flip side, as a physician, we have to have an open mind to everything. because the next COVID cure is possibly going to be something that is currently out there. And so you can't have a closed mind if somebody goes, look, guys, looks like this is working. I mean, there are how many hundreds of studies right now on ivermectin? There's studies going on with hydroxychloroquine. Some of the azithromycin studies are inconclusive. But the one thing I've learned in medicine is it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, they just get better with a medication. For others, they don't, or they get hurt. Just like with vaccines. For most people, the vaccines work. For some people, the vaccines cause side effects. So when it's different strokes for different folks, it'll be interesting to see what happens to Dennis Prager folk. Dennis Prager is 73 years old, unvaccinated, but broadcasting while he's COVID positive. Now, where this gets a little tricky is when people say they took ivermectin or they took hydroxychloroquine and they got better. You know, you want to believe them. You want to be like, that's awesome. That's awesome. But you also have to think, well, what if your case was just mild? When somebody survives COVID, are they surviving because of hydroxychloroquine? Are they surviving because of ivermectin? Are they surviving because of the vaccine? Or are they surviving because it was mild? Now, we have had studies that show the vaccines make the cases more mild. But we also have seen cases where people die and have severe COVID cases despite the vaccine. Again, different strokes for different folks. In public health, though, it's too difficult to say, well, you know, Dahlia, based on your makeup, we're going to do this. And Dennis Prager, based on your makeup, we're going to do this. And Colin Powell, based on your, may he rest in peace, based on your makeup, we're going to do this. And public health can't do that. Public health has to do an all-in-one, one-size-fits-all approach. So everybody get the vaccine. Nobody touch ivermectin. Nobody touch hydroxychloroquine. And the American public has a tough time with that, and understandably so, because they're like, but wait a second, I'm not cattle. Why can't I try ivermectin? And the response from the FDA is because you're not cattle. So when, you know, people are like, but why can't I try something that might work for me? Why not? Well, you have to ask the lawyers. You do. Okay? If there wasn't lawsuits, you would probably see more liberal views, not liberal political, but more liberal acceptance of a bunch of other things. But if a doctor gives you hydroxychloroquine for COVID and you, God forbid, die, well, he loses his license, he's done. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Dennis Prager. Godspeed. I hope he feels better, and I hope he gets better. But a lot of eyes are watching this case because they want to see if therapeutics and natural immunity work. But we got to talk about natural immunity. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Hello. I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. Rianne wants to know if President Trump took ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. I don't believe he did, not publicly. I think when President Trump, which is a little bit over a year ago from today when he had COVID, he went through his Walter Reed hospital stint pretty quickly. From what I understand, President Trump got the Regeneron monoclonal antibodies. He was on melatonin. Melatonin that helps you sleep apparently had postulated anti-inflammatory aspect to it with COVID. We're still not sure the mechanisms. He was on famotidine. Famotidine was the H2 blocker. Famotidine is an antacid that actually can lower platelets. So we think it might have a platelet inhibition sort of effect that could prevent blood clots. So Trump was on, I believe, melatonin, famotidine. He was on aspirin, and then he got his Regeneron. I'm not sure if he also got remdesivir, but I don't think he took hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. We'll never know. You know, I know Dennis Prager's been on it for a while. I don't know, but it's... I know. That's interesting. There was a day when your medical history was private, when somebody could say, you know, have you gotten a vaccine or have you had an infection? And you could say, none of your damn business. Yeah, I kind of miss those days. So a big question people have when it comes to the boosters is, if you had the Moderna booster or the Johnson & Johnson booster, original vaccine, Moderna original vaccine or Johnson & Johnson vaccine, what do you do? Do you get to go up to the CVS Walgreens window, and do you get a Pfizer vaccine? Well, still, it's not yet. The only people that technically get a booster are Pfizer vaccinated recipients, because the FDA had approved Pfizer boosters for those who were over 65, those who were high risk, working in high risk settings. The advisory committee apparently met, and it sounds like the FDA is going to be poised to allow mixing and matching. Meaning, if you had a Johnson & Johnson shot, if you had a Moderna shot, and you want to go and get a booster, and you want to change it up, it sounds like the FDA is about to approve it. Now, we also predict that the FDA is going to say, look, stay along your thread if you want to. You know, if you got Pfizer, stick with Pfizer. If you got Moderna, stick with Moderna. If you got Johnson & Johnson, stick with Johnson & Johnson. But if you prefer to mix and match, you can. The safety's there. We spoke about a study a week or two ago showing they didn't see any side effects with mixing and matching the vaccines. Mind you, with a Pfizer or Moderna booster, it would be 6 months since the second dose. With a Johnson & Johnson booster, it looks like you need it within 8 weeks. So the Johnson & Johnson one-shot deal is not looking like a one-shot deal. Johnson & Johnson, since that study in veterans showed the immunity dropped down to 3% by 6 months, I don't think they even want you hitting the four-month mark. So their booster recommendation is going to be after 2 months, according to the FDA advisory committee's recommendation. So mixing and matching or heterologous vaccine administration versus homologous. Homo is same, hetero is different. So hetero, mixing and matching, it looks like is going to probably be approved, and we'll let you know when that gets to be approved, because apparently boosters were promised before everybody got to, you know, feel like they were included. The booster recommendation is not going to be, though, recommended for everybody. Again, just those high risk. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. So what is not being, shall we say, approved is heterologous vaccine and natural immunity. Nobody really likes to talk about natural immunity. Apparently, that's a big no-no. Natural immunity is one of the, you know, forbidden words, just like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. If you say hydroxychloroquine, I'm going to try that. I want to go to a public place, and I just want to say hydroxychloroquine, and I just want to see what happens. And the funny thing is there are people on it for their autoimmune issues, and they go to the pharmacy and they whisper. I was at the pharmacy and somebody went up to the window and said, I'm here for my prescription. And you know, the pharmacist was like, which one? And they said, hydroxychloroquine. Like, oh, you're taking hydroxychloroquine? That's fantastic. And I'm like, have you had COVID yet? I am dying to know if people who have been on hydroxychloroquine for their regular medical issues have gotten COVID. And it's, don't tell anybody I'm on hydroxychloroquine. And I'm like, what are you scared of? And I'm looking around, and, you know, I'm looking at the cameras. A lot of us have watched Squid Game, which is something we need to talk about, Squid Game. So I think everybody now is really on edge. I know I'm on edge because I haven't slept since I started watching Squid Game. But there's this apprehension to even mention the terms ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine these days. And you're about to get canceled. So natural immunity is one of those other things. If you say, I want to have natural immunity, I want to, oh my gosh, I don't know who's going to take you away. People are going to, and mind you, there's a lot of people who have been vaccinated that would love some sort of natural immunity to COVID. As a doctor, I am supposed to advise you that you do not want to get anything like COVID in your body if you don't have to. I don't trust what happened at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I don't trust this virus. We have a new Delta Plus wave we need to talk about. I don't know if these were leaked. I don't know if variants are still being leaked. Until I know what the hell is going on, I will never recommend anybody get COVID on purpose. That being said, if you had COVID and you have natural immunity and you have higher antibodies than somebody who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, why can't we talk about that? Why can't you still keep your job? Why can't you go on a plane? Why can't you see your dying spouse in a hospital in Seattle? You know, why can't you have custody of your child? I mean, what's happening across America is frightening. And I don't know how other doctors feel, but as a doctor, to me, I look at a new public health crisis. You're going to not let a child be with his daddy or his mommy because they don't have artificial vaccine immunity, but they might have natural immunity. I'd like to see how that's not a public health crisis. I'd like to see how it's, you know, keeping a child at home, not allowing them to go to school. And then their parents going, well, I'm not going to bring them to a doctor to hell with all vaccines. That we could be spurring a whole new public health crisis by these mandates. And nobody seems to care. You know, it's all about the what. That's my problem with politics. All right. And my problem with some public health measures. Public health is an art. It's a. I may actually want to go for some additional training in public health, and maybe even get an MPH, because public health, it's a choreography, it's a dance, and certain moves you make, could possibly cause unintended consequences that hurt public health. We talked about how the hepatitis A outbreak from one of the local health departments. I believe this was in Southern California, had suggested that getting rid of all those plastic bags forced homeless populations to not have things that they could put their excrement into. And so a whole slew of medical issues, including hepatitis, spread like wildfire because Southern California got rid of plastic bags. And apparently homeless people use that to put in a can and potty in and then take the bag and throw it out. When I pick up the dog poop, when I take, you know, Uzi out to go poo-poo, I use a plastic bag. You could pick up the plastic bag, I could throw it out, and there's nothing on my hands. I can't smell it. There's nothing on my hands. I could take her out to potty. So I'm not saying I don't want to clutter the planet with plastic. I think we need to move away from plastics. But you're trying to do something for public health, and instead you cause a hepatitis A outbreak, or it's linked to a hepatitis A outbreak. So we need to be extremely careful. Parents pulling their kids out of school for a vaccine mandate are going to leave a lot of kids now away from other kids, hurting their education, increasing obesity, increasing myopia on a computer, and then possibly putting them at risk for under-vaccination because the parents might be like, to hell with all vaccinations. I know somebody could say, well, that's far-fetched and that's, you know, few, but the reason why we got rid of polio, the reason why we don't have all these severe outbreaks like hepatitis in kids and pneumonia and meningitis is because of our robust vaccination program. And you start to mess with that mandating flu vaccine, and flu vaccine mandates are coming. COVID vaccines, it starts to affect what could possibly happen with the current vaccination regimen. So public, everybody needs to think this through. And that would be my recommendation. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In an effort to strip states of election powers, the United States Senate is likely to take a procedural vote on Wednesday on whether to debate an overhaul of federal election law. Democrat Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Monday he urged Republicans not to block the measure. Sinclair Broadcast Group, which operates dozens of TV stations across the United States, said Monday that some of its servers and workstations were encrypted with ransomware and that data was stolen from its network. The Hunt Valley, Maryland-based company either owns or operates 21 regional sports networks and provides services to 185 television stations in 86 markets. A man fell to his death from an upper level of the Chase Center during a Phish concert on Sunday night in San Francisco, California. Medics arrived immediately and provided medical treatment, but despite their efforts, the victim succumbed to his injuries. USA Radio News. Nearly the entire time President Trump was in office, partisan politics kept attacking him with two failed impeachment proceedings that he called witch hunts. As the partisan politics keeps trying to find something on the former president, Mr. Trump has said enough with a lawsuit. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President Donald Trump on Monday filed suit to block records from his time in the White House from being turned over to the House committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. In a lawsuit filed in a federal court in Washington, D.C., an attorney representing the former president asked a federal judge to stop the National Archives from turning over the records from Mr. Trump's time in office to Capitol Hill investigators, alleging the requests were improper and documents contained privileged material.
The Bills and Titans played a great Monday night football game, with Tennessee coming away with a narrow 34-31 victory last night. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one of you asked about Dennis Prager and him using natural immunity to fight COVID. We need to clarify. I don't know if Dennis Prager had COVID originally. If somebody had COVID originally, they might have some antibodies. And there's been studies seeing that natural immunity can be augmented by vaccines, and in fact, a vaccinated with natural immunity seems to have some of the strongest, highest antibodies. But I believe what Dennis Prager is referring to, if I could clarify, is the natural immunity is what he wants to get from this current infection. He is relying on therapeutics. He's been vocal about that. He's relying on the Regeneron, which he already received his Regeneron infusion of monoclonal antibodies, which, again, monoclonal antibodies are while you're waiting for your troops, your immunity to rise. Monoclonal antibodies are like borrowing troops from another country, so to speak. So you kind of borrow the troops, and then they can do what they need to do, and then until you build up your own immunity. So that's kind of what monoclonal antibodies do. They can block the virus. So so he's talking about, so the natural immunity, unless he was exposed at all this time, I don't know if he was exposed previously and has natural immunity, but I believe he's talking about wanting to get natural immunity from a COVID infection. Nothing that we doctors ever recommend because we don't trust the virus, but the natural immunity is something that you would have to gain after an infection or an exposure. Right? And we've spoken about that. So the next headline, which is something that keeps coming up, is the subject of unvaccinated people killing the killing people out there. And so it was suggested that unvaccinated people killed Colin Powell. General Colin Powell, may he rest in peace. Colin Powell, 84 years old, former Joint Chief of Staff, first black Secretary of State under George W. Bush, served four presidents, highly decorated veteran, died of COVID after being fully vaccinated. He had Parkinson's disease and multiple myeloma. Now, multiple myeloma is a blood cancer. It's a cancer that affects blood cells. The type of blood cells are the plasma cells. The plasma cells help make the white blood cells that make antibodies. So somebody with multiple myeloma may not have a robust natural immunity or strong immune system. And I guess there are some studies looking at how mRNA vaccine recipients, if they have multiple myeloma, will not have as much immunity as a non-multiple myeloma patient. So Dr. Mark Harrison is the Intermountain Healthcare CEO. He also suffers from multiple myeloma. And he believes that the blood cancer, he said for people with blood cancers, lymphoma, leukemia, multiple myeloma, only about half of them respond to an mRNA vaccine. So what Dr. Harrison said is somebody is giving them COVID. Somebody is killing us. The surest way to decrease that is for people to get their vaccination. So he's right and wrong. He's right in that the more people that get vaccinated, the less we have COVID circulating. And then hopefully we don't have newer strains brew. Where he's wrong is in some of the most highly vaccinated countries, we have spikes and waves of COVID. The UK right now is starting to deal with a new spike. The UK had one of the most robust vaccination rollouts. And if doctors aren't open to the idea that vaccinated people could have killed Colin Powell as well, then we're never going to figure out what's happening to vaccinated individuals who die and get sick from COVID, or vaccinated individuals and what they spread. That one study, and that nobody wants to talk about, that had said, look, vaccinated people carry the same viral load. This is huge. I mean, I'm around vaccinated individuals all the time. Now, as a doctor, I know that they could carry the virus. They could carry flu. They could carry pneumonia. They could carry anything, whether they're vaccinated or not. So I'm not going to kiss them. Right? I'm not going to stick my tongue in their mouth. I'm going to keep a little distance because I don't want to get their germs. But what I'm hearing, and I understand Dr. Harrison is, you know, he has multiple myeloma. He's concerned. You know, he wants to see COVID go away just as quickly as anybody else. But we're doing two things wrong. One is we're not reminding vaccinated people that they could still get COVID. Actually, we're doing multiple things wrong. Two, we're not reminding vaccinated people that they could be spreading COVID as well. So when I see people hug and kiss and go, yeah, I'm vaccinated, I'm like, guys, you guys could still spread it. No, we can't. Three, we're not reminding vaccinated people that if you do have a cold and you do start to have symptoms, that could be COVID. 90% of the time, I have a patient call up on telemedicine saying they have a cold, they need antibiotics, and I'm like, this could be COVID. And they go, nope, I'm vaccinated. And I go, have you been working this whole time? They go, yeah, but my fever is low grade. Vaccinated people are spreading it as well. and nobody's talking about it. And so I don't want to say vaccinated people killed Colin Powell. May he rest in peace. But I want to say that, look, you know, vaccinated people have no idea how infectious they are because nobody's talking about it. Everybody's calling this the pandemic of the unvaccinated. And then the other thing that worries me is we keep isolating and vilifying the group of unvaccinated. And when we use terminology like unvaccinated people are killing us, it's setting up a stage, it's setting up a precedence for the public to have justification to turn on them. I'm a doctor. I'm pro-vaccine. I want people to get vaccinated. But I do not like what I'm seeing. I mean, having had family where neighbors turned on them because they were Jewish, I don't want to see anybody turn on their fellow Americans or neighbors. And if they say, well, yeah, but they're spreading COVID. So are you. Look at how we have the NHL forward of the Sharks getting suspended from, and we're going to talk about that, because he had a fake COVID card. You telling me you were vaccinated means jack diddly squat. I don't know if you're lying. If I'm going to date you and you say, yeah, I have no STDs. Well, how do you know you don't have an STD? Were you checked? Did anybody do a test? Did anybody do a blood test on you or do a swab? Oh, yeah, I had a swab 2 months ago. What about now? I mean, if we have that same approach to STDs, why don't we have that same approach to COVID? You can be vaccinated as the day is long. I want to see if you currently have COVID. Take a test. Now, I'm not saying, you know, make everybody take a test, but we're just kind of going about it wrong. And when I keep hearing the unvaccinated are killing us, so is somebody, then that means somebody who has pneumonia. Somebody has tuberculosis can kill somebody with multiple myeloma. We have 100,000 migrant, and we have a caravan coming our way. And we have been told by multiple public health officials, including the CDC, that they could have pneumonia, they could have leprosy, they could have tuberculosis, they could have HIV, they could have COVID, they could have hepatitis. Yet we are accusing healthy people who have not been vaccinated for COVID as being murderers. This is not going to help public health, people. And in fact, if unvaccinated people feel they're going to be vilified and then people are going to grab their knives and pitchforks and go after them, then they're going to do anything possible to try to look vaccinated, hence fake vaccine cards. Is that really what we want? Fake vaccinated? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite cities is New York City. I think New York City is one of the most amazing cities out there. I've never lived in New York City. It's something I've always wanted to do after watching Friends and Seinfeld. I'm like, that would be really, really cool. Where you have friends that come in and out of your apartment and y'all go down and get some Chinese food or you go hit up the movie and it just seems like you're never alone, that there's people all around. And it just, I don't know, it just seems like my kind of town. I love having a yard. I love having a pool, but I don't need a yard. I don't need a pool. I've always been very fine in a small apartment. And so I think I would do well in New York City. I just do. I do. Until I see a rat. I never had a problem with rats or mice. In fact, when I used to watch Tom and Jerry, I was confused because Tom would chase Jerry. And Jerry would run into a house and you would see a woman who was wearing a skirt, because I think the movies were made like decades before people realized that women could wear pants. So you'd see a woman in a skirt and you'd hear her go, ah, and scream and jump on a chair. Now, me as a little girl, I'd be watching this and I'd be like, are you kidding me? I'm like, Mom, why are girls jumping on chairs screaming that there's a mouse? And my mom's like, well, because mouse and rats can carry disease. I go, really? But look at Jerry. He's so cute. She's like, they're all not that cute. And I'm like, would you scream and jump on a chair? She's like, oh, hell no. I saw her run from a snake, though. So we had a rat in the house the other day. We have 5 cats. Not one of them was in the vicinity. I don't know what the heck they were doing, cleaning themselves, sleeping. No cats anywhere to be seen, and there's a rat in the house. The only reason why we knew about it is because the dog was going crazy. And then the dog caught the rat. Took the dog. What the hell do I have cats for, honestly? I love my cats, but they're just, man. They're squatters. That's what they're doing. And so as the rat started running towards me, what did I do? Ah! I did the scream. And my husband was like, look at you. You screamed with the rat. And I was like, why? Because I'm worried about disease. So why would I be so worried about a little baby rat that it, well, apparently multiple people in New York have been sickened with leptospirosis. And in fact, somebody has already died. Not to mention rats can carry plague, rabies, all sorts of stuff. I don't want a rat coming near me. So New York City is not only battling a rat problem, apparently they're battling a deadly illness problem. Leptospirosis and its severe form, Wells disease, or Wells disease, or however you pronounce it, depending on the, I think 17th century doctor discovered it, is caused by the Leptospira bacteria. And you get this bacteria if you are exposed to an infected animal's urine, blood, or skin. So if there's rats running around, dogs can carry it, cattle can carry it, pigs can carry it. But if you are in a city that has over 2 million rats, which is what has been estimated right now, then you could be exposed to their droppings. And in fact, water and food could become contaminated. So here you are making yourself a sandwich. Somebody's watching, I don't know, the Bills play like last night. Right? Trying to make pass touchdown, whatever they're going to do. Or a sneak, let's say. I think they tried a sneak last night. I need to double check. So you drop your sandwich, you run. Rat comes over to the sandwich because the rat stepped in other rat's poo-poo. Comes near your plate, touches your plate. Rat goes away because you come back. You grab that sandwich, it slides across the plate. You just got exposed to Leptospira bacteria. That's why you don't want rats in the house. I would say get some cats, but I, not one of my 5. I mean, the odds, 5 cats and not one was doing their job. Makes no sense to me. So why does New York City have tons of rats? Well, remember, they had storms. Was it Ida that came all the way up and caused flooding? But also rats have, New York City has had a bunch of restaurant closures. So rats are creatures of habits. There's a restaurant, and that restaurant commonly takes out the garbage. And they throw the garbage into this bin or area. And then the garbage overflows. And the rats are used to that. And they know to stay in that one place, and they come to that one place. Maybe the homeless population might go through the garbage, leave some droppings, whatever. That's where they go. If that store closes, or that restaurant closes because of COVID, they don't go, oh, all right, well, I guess we're going to be on a diet for 6 months. They go and find other areas. Also, they have, you know, they have nothing to do. If they don't have, you know, eat, they're going to do other things like have sex. And so these rat populations have shifted. And as more rats get together with smaller food sources, there's more opportunity for a rave or a party or orgy or whatever these rats do. And so you start to have, rather than more spread out, mind you, New York City is a big city, but when you start to lessen some of the options, they come together and then compete for food sources. Also, if there's a labor shortage, sanitation might not be being done as often. Hence, garbage might be piling up. Now, the leptospirosis cases have been a huge uptick. Apparently, New York City had 57 cases reported from 2006 to 2020. But in a New York City Health Department announcement, in this year alone, and the year's not over yet, there's been 14 cases of leptospirosis and one died. 13 of the 14 people were hospitalized with acute renal and hepatic failure, two of whom had severe pulmonary involvement. So what does leptospirosis look like? Well, it starts out like flu-like symptoms in phase one. You could get it anywhere from 2 days to a month after exposure. Fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, headache, diarrhea, muscle aches, rash. It could look like COVID. So some people might be like, oh, I have COVID. I don't want to go in and get seen. I'm not allowed to go in and get seen. I'll live with it. But then if leptospirosis isn't treated, it could go into a phase two, which is more severe. You could start turning yellow because it's affecting the liver. And you have jaundice. You could get abdominal pain, chest pain, shortness of breath, ankle swelling, dizziness. Apparently, this could cause liver failure, renal failure, respiratory failure, even heart failure. Some victims can even get meningitis, where it infects the lining of the brain and spinal cord. So we treat leptospirosis with antibiotics, and then we also try to address the organs that are involved. If you're in renal failure, you might need dialysis. But the key to it is avoiding the rats. So public health officials are trying to improve sanitation. They're working to not allow trash buildup. Health officials are also urging residents to clean up their trash, seal cracks and holes in their walls and floors, clean up shrubs and weeds that rodents can hide in, and try to kind of minimize some of these breeding grounds for rats. But if you do see a rat, you don't have to go, ah, you know, just avoid it. Now I understand why women would jump on a chair so the rat wouldn't bite their ankle. I get it now. I didn't get it as a kid. And now I scream when I see a rat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Yeah, that's why I don't go to Washington, D.C. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.